Melburnians have spent their last night under curfew as Victoria winds back coronavirus restrictions with the promise of a fast track to the next stage if case numbers remain low. Now, from this morning, childcare centres will be open to all children and primary students will return to schools from October the 12th. Almost 130,000 more people will head back to work today, with more employees in food processing, logistics and construction allowed back on the job. The JobKeeper wage subsidy will be cut back from today as well as the federal government tries to wean businesses off Commonwealth support. The payment will drop from $1,500 a fortnight to $1,200. People on JobKeeper who work less than 20 hours a week will now receive $750 a fortnight. It will be scaled back further in early January and it's due to end in late March. Airlines will receive further assistance to ensure they continue to fly to towns and cities across the country. The federal government has been subsidising a number of routes after demand dropped dramatically due to the pandemic. The funding was due to end soon, but next week's budget will include an extension of support until early next year. And travel to New Zealand could be on the cards by Christmas. The Federal Tourism Minister has confirmed that work is underway to establish a trans-Tasman travel bubble. Simon Birmingham says strict COVID-19 protocols will guarantee the safety of travellers.